This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki in New Plymouth, thanks to New Zealand On Air. For more local content, search for accessradiotaranaki.com.
Hello, my name is Waru, and welcome to Where's Waru, the show where I talk about my intrigues and interests. Follow along and find out what may intrigue and interest you. Hello and welcome to the Where's Waru Show, even though that says on the intro. It's always quite difficult in starting a... It's like starting a conversation in a way. It's always difficult to start a conversation when you have no idea in what to say to someone, even though you have a common topic of what to talk about. It becomes more difficult in figuring out what to talk about. Just like being on a radio show. Well, the silent person here today, but kind of makes it difficult because then I have to figure out what do I have in common with myself, or self-reflection somewhat. Today I have only really two topics. One is help find the book. I've been trying to look for a book for ever since I was young, and it's kind of difficult to explain somewhat. I think it's a kid's book, and there's, how was it? It's where they're kind of pictured going up a cliff. So they're in one segment at the bottom, and you can see them slowly climb, but they're, it's probably easier to draw, sadly. I'll go on to my next topic, since it's too difficult to explain for the first one, or the second one I have here. The second one is for an ad idea I was thinking, and it's called Don't Be a Stinker and Use Your Blinker. Because sometimes you have people, when they turn the corner, they use the blinker. So when they turn, blinker goes on for turning. But, of course, no one's really a mind reader when it comes to driving behind people, as people can be really unexpected, just like this radio show. It all started with Mum just standing outside the glass looking at all the photos on the Access Radio Taranaki glass. Well, where they have all the pictures displayed to say, you know, who's who of the radio show here. And, yeah, kind of had a conversation with the, is it boss lady? Yeah, the boss lady. And now I'm here talking to you, somewhat talking to you since this is a recording. And if you were wondering when the recording is, it is 12:33 p.m. And the day is Tuesday, the 19th of March, 2024. As with carrying on with this ad, don't be a stinker and use your blinker. So the idea I had is where, it's quite funny, it's where, oh, that was quite loud, it's where you're looking at the son on the couch, and you can see him texting his mates going to a party. You have the dad, kind of blurry in the background, so the main focus is on the son, texting his friend that he's going to a party. You see dad getting ready for work, and he's kind of getting all his gear ready to go off to work. And then you have the dad, you know, still blurry in the background, you know, exits out the door, and then you see his son reply to his friend that, you know, he'll be ready in 5. And so then a little bit time after that, or time skipping, you have the dad pull over him not knowing that it's his son. You see him pull over a vehicle that took a left turn and didn't use their blinker. So you have the dad talking about the son to the son about where he's going and that, and this the son talks about how he's going to a party and he'll his mate's already the sober driver, and then now we're kind of skipping back to that taking a left turn and not using the blinker. So we are going to go for a song called Hall of the Mountain King. Welcome to Where's Waru, and you're listening to my lovely voice on Access Radio Taranaki 104.4 FM. So we'll start off where I ended, is with my wonderful TV ad called Don't Be a Stinker and Use Your Blinker, as people ever so often forget that there is the blink or indicator. So to give a heads up, son's going to a party, and his dad's kind of, oh, where are you going? And he says that he's going to a party, and he has a sober driver. And then a bit of time skipping, the dad gets ready for work, and you see him leave, blurry in the background, so you can kind of see him, but kind of can't. And then a bit of time skipping, and then you see the dad in a police vehicle pull over a car. But lo and behold, he sees his son driving, even though he says to his dad that his friend, let's say James, is the sober driver. And then, of course, the dad kind of has him up about, you know, what did I teach you? And then he says, don't be a stinker and use your blinker. And the kind of sad, or his friends, no idea why he says says, his friends kind of pull him up on, you know, kind of laugh about that and say, oh, bro, you're a stinker. Well, it's quite difficult on radio trying to get reactions, and I'm kind of just struggling along of the ad. I should really have a whole script, as it would be better to figure out and what to say. Let's talk about motivation. Trying to find motivation in life, just like with me in this radio show of mine. Kind of quite new to the idea of having my own radio show, but it falls upon me trying to have a conversation with myself with no one to talk to. But that's kind of the way of motivation, trying to motivate yourself in the most unexpected of ways, whether you're stranded in a desert or trying to survive stranded on a little boat in the ocean, or stuck in a rip trying to get to shore. Yeah, little parts of motivation can kind of play its hand. I should put that down, that's annoying now. The got a squishy ball called Nido, which I think that is actually short for Nito, or like the Marvel, I think it's Marvel character, Magneto. Trying to find motivation in myself to, it's like, as well as with my life, trying to keep myself going has been somewhat difficult. Because when you move from place to place over the years, there's, you know, you lose that sense of stability, where every move, the water becomes a little bit higher, and, you know, you're kind of moved by the sea going back and forth with no stable footing on the beach. And, you know, I just feel like I've lost my way somewhat. Kind of an odd topic to talk about. But trying to find myself lost in a sea. We'll play some more happier songs called Salt and Pepper. And thank you for listening to my show, Where's Waru, on Access Radio Taranaki 104.4. We'll be right back. welcome back to Access Radio, or welcome to Where's Waru on Access Radio Taranaki 104.4. We were on the topic of many things, but the last one was motivation and trying to find yourself lost at sea, trying to, well, it's with speaking as well, trying to speak but having no idea what to say, because I've been around a lot of people in my life that kind of, or mentors I guess you'd call it, but they don't know what to say, so say nothing. And with being raised around that, it became even my own habit, which is not really the greatest when you want to, was it excel, or, you know, push forth in figuring out where to go in life. But when you're around people that don't know what to say, and then you become that as well, it becomes difficult in trying to figure out what the hell you're even doing. Just like me on the radio station, I still have no idea what I'm doing with my life, which makes the, or my struggle quite difficult, because now I'm back in my hometown after many years of going from house to house to house, that, you know, my footing, I'm way out to sea and I don't know how to pull myself back. It's quite funny, in the reflection of the window here, I can see people in the background outside. Sometimes in my life, it's kind of a way of words somewhat, but I feel like I need to take an unexpected early retirement. If you know what that means, you kind of know what that means. Of course, probably can't really talk about it on radio, but unexpected early retirement. Which makes, you know, a lot of sense, but only when you see it from the same or a similar point of view, that you'll have a understanding of the person's circumstances. Because you can't really say everything's all right when you just see them, you know, have a 5-second conversation. Yeah, life and the circumstances of it can be very difficult in trying to figure out what the hell you're doing. Yeah, which makes it more difficult in trying to figure out how to talk to people, as well as trying to make friends. With moving around so often, you just lose that ability to use your voice and to have a conversation with people and then to make friends. But when you move around so often, you kind of just start disconnecting from the your own voice and your own ability to have a conversation, whether it be with yourself or someone else. I'm sure if you know what I mean, you know what I mean. So going to end it there for today and my really weird word of conversation when it comes to obscure topics and ideas. But thank you for watching my show, Where's Waru, in life and in the timeline of life. Thank you for listening to my show, Where's Waru? To listen to my past episodes, go to accessradiotaranaki.com, and I hope you've enjoyed your day today, whether it be morning, noon, or nighttime. And thank you for watching, listening.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to www.accessradiotaranaki.com.